Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hey, doing well, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well also. You know, it's a new day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I'm looking over the notes a little bit that Rona put down. And so I mean, you're not new, but you have just a few years, about 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, so yeah, 5 years.
Ah, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so
Thank
far?
you. You know, it's been good. I started my company when I was in high school, and then
Oh,
it's just
wow.
grown and grown from there. And then I'm in college right now, I'm in pilot school, trying to get my commercial pilot license. So I've just been doing the business and going to college, and it's been great.
That's so awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so
Yeah, it's been
impressive
fun.
too. Wow. Well, let me ask you know, what do you have going on, like, publicity-wise? Do you do any marketing for your business?
I do. I have these emergency snow removal signs, and like, say there's a house that just needs to be like super super like this is just too much snow, or like maybe there's a guy's house. I can see like, oh, that house, that roof is probably gonna break. I just hang it on their doorbell, and that gets me a lot of business. And then I also advertise on Nextdoor, and then obviously, you know, Angie's is where I get most of my business. But and then I had flyers last year, but I found out that the flyers didn't really work that great, so I kind of stopped doing that. So I just kind of Angie's Leads and then the door hooks that really been my go-to.
Nice. Okay, so Angie's is working really well for you?
Yeah, doing great.
That's good. I see, because I pulled up some of your information online. So you do snow removal and also tree service, is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much anything. Snow removal, tree service, defensible space work, landscaping work, like a little bit of masonry, like basic masonry. Pretty much, basically anything I can do that you don't need a license for.
Got it. So like a handyman, basically, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. That's all good stuff. And okay, so I know that, you know, you're in college and it's a new year and everything. What are you looking to accomplish for your business? What are your goals?
Basically just to make a good living.
Okay. Enough to support yourself, basically, right?
I don't plan on doing this as something like as the long run. And I don't think I'm quite big enough where I can kind of sell it. So I'm kind of just making like, you know, above average amount of money so I can go on vacations and, you know, go have fun. And then and then I'm going to go be a commercial pilot. So I'm trying not to, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's all good stuff. I mean, we can definitely help you out with that as well. I know, you know, this is probably not going to be a long run type of deal for you, but at least while you're, you know, in college before you get your commercial license pilot license. So, because I did do a quick search for you online, I wasn't able to see a Google business profile for you.
I should have set one of those up, and they really, I don't know, it was just really confusing. I sent them pictures, and then they kind of didn't really get back to me, so I kind of just gave up on it.
Got it. Okay. All right, so all good information. When it comes with our listings, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are just going to go directly to you. Now, first things first, we're going to want to fix that Google business profile issue, find out a little bit about what's going on. We are partnered with Google. So if we do need to escalate it to find out the issue, we can absolutely do that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, we do want to put you on the first page of Google. It's going to be right there where the local map section is, based off of the services that you offer, the jobs you want to be found for. So like the snow removal, tree service, like handyman jobs, some masonry.
Okay.
Those are all going to be keywords. So anytime somebody searches for one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. So we do first page placement on Google. We also do it on Bing, and then we retarget the same people who were looking for your services. When these people go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. So they'll be able to click to call you directly. It's pretty cool. Everything is tracked through a dashboard. Yeah, you're going to be able to see that it's working for you, how many clicks, calls, the location these people are searching for you from. And price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. And it's just a flat rate of $249 per month. Everything's included for that pricing.
Gotcha. And just to be, I get first page on Google, and then I also, you can see how many I get clicks and stuff like that, and then you don't work with, like, competitors. You don't, the calls go directly to me, and we don't,
exactly.
I don't even work with any of my competitors. Okay,
exactly.
Is there anything else that I'm missing?
We do get you a nice little website as well. You know, that's included
In
with the service, so it's a landing page. But other than that, no, it's a first page placement on Google, Bing. We run Facebook ads, that dashboard that tracks everything so you can see, and a little landing page, which is that Facebook page. Sorry, website
page.
Okay. So, yeah, that's everything that's included. I mean, how does it sound?
It sounds good. I'm just wondering, do you have any analytics for how many calls I would get maybe per month, or do you have an estimate maybe?
So,
what a similar company in my area would you know, make, like, revenue-wise or call-wise?
So it is always really hard to give the exact thing simply because, you know, the time of the year matters, the location, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But I can tell you, for example, how many people are looking for your services. In the past 30 days, just for snow removal service, it was searched a little over 1,200 times. So that's just the snow removal service.
I got the notification. My phone was going off the hook there. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's just for one keyword. So if I do look up the keyword like handyman services, because that's a different one as well. If we just look up that keyword, it was 1,427 times that was looked up.
Oh, cool.
So, so that's another keyword. So you're going to get about 15 keywords. And I'm also not saying that all these people are going to call you,
obviously not.
Yes. But at least even if we were to give you 1% of that, you know, which I think is completely, you know, I think is a very fair assessment there.
14. If it was 14, that'd be 14, right?
And that's only for one keyword, too. Remember that, because you do get about 15 keywords, depending on your services that you offer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I would, actually.
Perfect. And just so you know, timeline-wise as well, so from when we sign you up today, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days. I set up an onboarding call. They go more into detail, for example, about those keyword searches, make sure we have everything accurate, how you want your campaign to look. Your Facebook ads are going to be up and live as soon as 7 to 14 days. And then for your first page placement, it is a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. We do have to find out what's going on with that Google business profile. Most likely we'll have to escalate it to Google so we can get that fixed for you. But from there, we maintain everything, and we get everything taken care of for you. Okay? Sam, are you there?
Do you maintain anything else?
Oh, there we go. Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry, I just went through a bad area.
Oh, okay. Were you able to hear everything that I said, or should I repeat it?
Please repeat it. Yeah, I think you cut out a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine. Okay, so I'm going to set up an onboarding call. That's going to be in about 1 to 3 days. They're going to, you know, go more into your company details, make sure we have everything accurate and the way you want it to look. Your Facebook ads are going to be up and live as soon as 7 to 14 days. And then your first page placement takes a maximum of 30 to 45 days. We do got to figure out what's going on with that Google business profile, escalate it, or have to get it redone. If that's the avenue, we got to go. But that's pretty much going to be the timeline for everything, okay? Now, Sam, is Sam short for anything, or is it just Sam?
No, it's just legally Sam.
Perfect. I got to ask, you know, it's...
Yeah, I wish it was, like, short for something like Samson or something like that, but it's literally...
I know,
Sam.
Right? Oh, you would get along with my husband. He loves that name. And what is your last name, Sam?
It's Lyons, Lyons.
L-Y.
O-N-S, yeah.
O-N-S, perfect.
Basically, Lions with a Y instead of an I.
Got it, perfect. Thanks. And then what is your email address?
You can use Lions, so my last name, and then sam225@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 4148, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, that's the number I'd like to, yeah.
All right, perfect. And for company name, I have it as two words. First word is strongman. Second word is services.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, yeah.
Okay. And the address that I have is the 7705 Security Circle, Reno, Nevada, 89506.
Yes, that's the one.
All right, perfect. And for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, not really.
Okay, not a problem. Okay.
Can I change that down the line if possible?
Of course. You're going to have access to make these changes on your own, or you can call us as well,
cool.
Or call me, and I can do that. So that's not a problem.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Now, the onboarding team is the one that does research in your area to find what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
I want to be found for, moving. For like moving furniture, stuff like that, moving into a house. And then
okay.
So
like would you say moving services?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Moving services, landscaping, obviously. And then tree service. I don't know how you say it, I would say trailering service. And that's how you call it? Yeah, trailering. Trailering.
Like trailering?
Trailer, using a trailer? Trailering, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can't say, I could say like trailering, I could say hauling, but that's kind of a different thing. I think just trailering is a better kind of way to go.
Okay.
Then also, tree services.
Okay. And when you say tree services, do you mean like stump removal, tree trimming?
Yes, yeah. Stump removal, tree trimming, and then I can cut down trees that are below 30 feet.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you'd like me to add?
Let me think for a second. Trailering, got that. Tree trimming, got that. Moving, got that. Snow removal.
Okay, I got that one already. The snow removal.
Oh, okay. Snow removal.
Perfect season for
that.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to repeat them, all right? Let me know if I'm missing anything.
Okay.
I have snow removal, tree service, moving service, landscaping, trailering services, stump removal, tree trimming, can cut down trees below 30 feet.
Yes, that'd be fine.
All right, perfect. All right, now.
The cutting down of the trees on 30 feet. I don't know if that's directly, I don't know if that's correct. I know it's correct for Tahoe. I don't know if it's correct for Reno. So I might as well just not put that on there so I don't get in trouble for anything.
Okay, let's not do it then.
Yeah.
All right, not a problem. And for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
I think the best day would be Thursday around noon.
Okay. Typically, my onboarding team takes their lunch between 12 to 1, but I can do 11 to 12 or I can do 1 to 2. Which one's better?
11 to 12 would be great.
11 to 12 on Thursday. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to email you out a Google invite as well. So if you need to reschedule or anything, you can respond to it. It's not a problem. All right. And then we're going to get that Google business. Okay. So I know that, you're not licensed and insured, right? Does your, you don't have to get that?
No, I'm insured, but I'm not licensed.
Okay. Got it. And then for Facebook, I'm sorry, I don't think I asked you. Do you have a Facebook account for the business, or should we make one for you?
You know, I don't think I have a Facebook account, no.
Okay. We can make one for you. That's not a problem. You can just, we'll run the Facebook ads for you, but you'll have complete access, so you can do your own postings on your page, okay?
Okay, wow.
All right. And for your website, your website is secure, so we can also add payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on their, on your website. Would you like to add that feature? It's at no extra cost.
How exactly would that work? I'm a little confused.
Yes. This is what I'm going to type in because the onboarding team has specific details. I'm putting it in for them to give you more information so you can decide. I know it connects to your bank account, something like that, but I'll let them tell you, okay? Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And then for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
I think honestly counties would be nice.
Okay. What counties?
I'll do cities. Cities would be better.
Okay. What cities should we target?
I want to do Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley.
1 second.
Carson City.
Let me make sure I just want to make sure I got the spelling right. So Reno and then Sparks. And what was the next one that you said?
Sun Valley.
Okay. Sun Valley.
And then Carson.
Okay.
And then Truckee.
Truckee just with, let me look up the spelling. Oh, got it. It's two E's at the end.
Yes.
Okay. What's the next one?
And then Tahoe City and Tahoma.
Okay. Tahoe City. And what was the other one that you said?
Tahoma.
Okay, and Tahoe City and Tahoma, those two are in California, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to California. And Tahoma, California. Perfect. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
Can we do just Monday through Friday? I'd probably say 6 a.m. to, we'll say 6 p.m.
Okay, perfect. And then weekends closed?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send you over a text message right now as well. That's going to be our office line, so you're going to want to save that on your contact so you know when we're calling you. It also has my direct extension, so I will also be point of contact on the account. So if you have any questions, you can also reach out to me directly. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then is there a middle initial? Do you have a middle initial on the card? I'm sorry, I kind of cut off a little bit.
What did you say?
Is there a middle initial on the card, or does it just show as Sam Lyon?
Let me check.
Okay.
Let me check. Nope, just Sam Lyon.
Perfect. And then the billing on that card, is it the 7705?
Yes.
Okay. And then what card is it going to be?
Do you want the card number?
Yes, but is it a MasterCard, a Visa?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
Ooh, okay. Let's see here. We'll go the number first. 4966.
Sam.
Hello?
Ah, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Or the 4966, and then it went silent. I was like, oh.
Okay. Is there any way I can do this, like, maybe online instead of giving my card over the phone? Or should...
Yes. There is an option. It just is a little bit on the more difficult side to go through that option. When you give me your card info over the phone, though, it immediately blocks them all off and only shows me your last four, if that's what your concern is.
I guess so. Or that you're a real person. I mean, you are a real person, but I've been scammed before, so I really don't want to get scammed again.
Yeah. So let me do
this. You're real. You're real. This is Angie's lead, right? This is real.
We're local Splash. So we are the search engine optimization company. We're partnered with Google. I'm gonna send you over a text message.
So this is off of Angie. Okay.
No. We're not part of Angie's. We're local Splash. We've been in business for 19 years. So I'm sending you over right now through text message our actual certification with Google. So we are a Google Premier Channel partner. We do search engine optimization for small to medium businesses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry for the confusion.
You're good. How'd you find my number?
So we have an inventory department. Whenever we have a spot that opens up, our inventory department gives us a list of companies in the area. So I was able to find you online through Nextdoor and Angie's, so I'm assuming you came from one of those because I don't see you anywhere else on Google.
Yeah, okay. Oh, awesome.
Yes. Okay, and were you able to open up that certification just so you can verify? Because I want you to feel comfortable.
That's awesome. Now I feel comfortable giving you my credit card on the phone.
Cool. I'm glad we're on the same page. So the only four that I heard was 4966.
And the rest is 9000, three zeros, and then 3001, and then 6807.
Perfect. That's a lot of zeros on that card.
Yeah.
And when does it expire?
It expires 07 of 26.
07 of 26. And then what is the security code?
Security code is 080.
080?
Yes, 080.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. And you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember. So you can either pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do my mother's maiden name.
All right, perfect. And what is it?
It's Betsy Bauder, B-A-U-D-E-R.
B-U-A-D-D. Hold on, let me make sure I got that right. Did you say B-U-A-D-D-R?
B-A-U-D-E-R, Bauder.
Oh, D-E-R. Okay, perfect. Let me put that down. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to do the voice verification, which is going to be on the recorded line. So that's going to outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me so I can clear them up for you. And as I did mention, it's going to be on a recorded line. So it outlines the service agreement. Then I'm going to send you everything through text message and through email. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Yes, Strongman Services.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Sam Lyons. I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we are going to ask you that security question. And then also we will call you from that 877 number. That's the number that I sent you a text message for so you can save it. It's our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to receive everything through email and through text message right now. And I'm sorry, are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. So I just tried to charge the card, but what popped up is suspected fraud. So I don't know if does your bank send you messages when...
Double check.
Yeah, because I know my bank does that.
They didn't send me anything, no, but I can actually run by there real quick. I'm headed down to Reno right now. So I can stop by the bank real fast.
Okay. So let me do this. I sent you over my office line and it has my direct extension. When do you think you'll be able to get to the bank?
Let's see, I just pressed about 30 minutes.
I'm still going to be in the office then because we're not out of here until 4 o'clock. So I'll wait for your call.
Okay.
Just you can call back this number. This number will still take you to the office, and they'll just transfer you over to me. Or you can call me directly on my office line and then my extension, whichever one's easier for you.
I'm just going to give them a call real quick, and then they'll just not flag it, and then I'll call you right back, and then you run the card.
That's even easier. Okay, perfect. I'll just wait for you to get right back to me. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you right back.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you, Laura.
All right, sounds good. All right, bye, Sam.
All right, see you in a bit.